The Washington Post reports a federal grand jury in Miami is investigating New Jersey Senator Robert Menendez. At issue is whether the Democrat used his position to advocate for the business interests of his friend, Solomon Melgen, a Florida eye doctor who's a major contributor. WNYC has learned that Menendez has hired an attorney. Joining us to discuss this is Washington Post national politics reporter Peter Walston. Welcome back to WNYC, Peter.
Thank you for having me.
Tell me what you've learned about this grand jury investigation.
Well, what we know from talking to a number of people familiar with it is that it is ongoing. It's in Miami. They seem to be, as you said, exploring the relationship between the senator and the eye doctor. They had been already looking at this issue of Medicare fraud, where the doctor is alleged to have overbilled the U.S. government, and that seems to have expanded into this discussion of the relationship with Senator Menendez, who has had a long relationship with the doctor over 20 years, but in recent years has taken free flights aboard his private plane and spent time at his villa in the Dominican Republic.
Senator Menendez is the chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. How does the knowledge that a grand jury investigation is underway affect his ability to do his job?
Well, the crux of the questions here seems to be about whether the senator, in his official capacity, did things to help the doctor's financial interests. Those things don't necessarily all directly relate to his work as foreign relations chairman, but part of being, he's chairman of one of the premier committees, and so far he's had the strong support of the majority leader Harry Reid. So there's no question that he will remain chairman, but it certainly is a distraction from the work he's doing, and he seems to be spending a lot of his time at the moment in the midst of these bipartisan talks on immigration, and that's really coming to a head over the next few weeks. And all of this happening at once has got to be putting a lot of stress on him.
How are his colleagues on the Hill reacting to these charges? Has he become toxic? Are people distancing themselves from him?
It's a little early to say. You know, I think that there had been another part of the story over the last few weeks, which were these allegations about, the question of whether Melgen provided prostitutes to Senator Menendez in the Dominican Republic. Now it seems that that story has fallen apart. At least one of the women has said that she was paid to make up the claims. So for a while we thought the senator was kind of out of the woods. You know, this now has just hit where people realize that maybe he still has some issues, and possibly some legal issues. So we'll have to see in the coming weeks. I mean, he's, like I said, he continues to have the support of the Senate leadership.
What exactly is this grand jury trying to investigate that would be separate and apart from what the Senate Ethics Investigation Committee is looking at?
Well, now some of this is tea leaf reading, but obviously the grand jury would be looking at a criminal violation. The Senate Ethics Committee, would be looking at an ethics violation of Senate rules. The criminal violation could be, we understand that they're looking at a bribery statute that has a lot of different elements to it, and it could be anything from a quid pro quo. Did Senator Menendez agree to help push for Dr. Melgen's port security contract in the Dominican Republic in exchange for all of these free trips and so forth, or it could be interpreted as what they call a gratuity, where you don't necessarily always need to prove a quid pro quo. That would all be in a criminal context rather than the context of the Senate rules.
Do you know if Senator Menendez has been questioned yet in this probe?
He has not been questioned.
And what has his reaction been so far?
He's been pretty defiant. I mean, I talked to him last night in his office, sat down with him. He seems confident and sure of himself. He says that he welcomes the review because he feels that any review would find that he acted appropriately, and that this is a long-time friendship, and that means a lot in these situations, and friends friends do things for each other in terms of, you know, the flights and the overnight stays at the home. You know, those are acts of friendship more than anything else in his mind, and he feels that he'll be vindicated, just as he was. You know, he's endured this kind of thing before. In 2006, there was a grand jury investigation that he felt was politically motivated at the time, because of course Chris Christie was the U.S. attorney, and Menendez was running for office. So he survived it then, and he feels he'll survive it now.
Peter Walston is a reporter with The Washington Post. Thanks so much for joining us here on WNYC.
You're quite welcome.